Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to your Youth Forum, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America on Tuesday, November the 7th, 2017. I'm your host, Ntungamile Nkomo. And tonight, we are focusing on the commotion currently playing out in ZANU-PF. Yesterday, Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa was kicked out of government by President Robert Mugabe. And tonight, two ministers and 13 others perceived to be Minister Mnangagwa's foot soldiers are hanging by the thread. What's your take to all this as the young generation? Let's get connected on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318. You can also call us live and direct. The number is 001-202-619-2077. We are, of course, streaming live on our Facebook platforms. That's at VOA Live Talk, at VOA Ndebele, and at VOA Shona. We are also live on our three websites, www.voandebele.com, www.voashona.com, as well as on www.voazimbabwe.com. Welcome again. The pandemonium in ZANU-PF continued today with officials in Matabeleland South Province asking the party leadership to expel 15 members, including two government ministers, for alleged ties with former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his so-called Team Lacoste. Mnangagwa was fired by President Mugabe yesterday on charges of court consistently and persistently exhibiting traits of disloyalty, disrespect, deceitfulness, and unreliability, close quote. And today, Matabeleland South said it wants State Security Minister Kembo Mohadi and Deputy Home Affairs Minister Obed Dingwamguni out. Others are Rabelani Chweni, Abednego Nube, Neva Kanye, William Dewa, Reni Kibi, Elizabeth Moyo, Tambuzani Mohadi, Section Nube, Jafet Dube, Mtandazo Spanda, Cecilia Ndubiwa, Kanji Wempande, and Sifinini Moyo. Meanwhile, the party's provinces continue to press for the appointment of Grace Mugabe as vice president. That includes the youth and the women's league. What's obvious, if you ask any serious observer, is that the witch hunt will continue. Dominoes will continue to fall. But to what end? What will be the end game? And the bigger question we are asking tonight is, what's in it for you as a young person? Iloge utaba isingalo lamhlanje ezulukandaba utaba lwenqabanqoza enzakalayo kubandla leZANU-PF. Sibonileke izolo umongameli uMgabe xotsha omunye wabasekeli bakhe umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa kuhulumende esithi yena umnangagwa ube zama ukumhlamukela ngumuntu obengahambelani lendlela umgabe ekade ekhangelela ukuthi asebenze ngayo. Ezingathi kungaqhubi kuhle umsebenzi, le disloyalty phela ukungakhonzi umgabe kumbe ukuzama ukumhlamukela. Yikho ke okubangele ukuthi axotshe izolo uMnangagwa kuhulumende. Uthi uMongameli Mugabe uMnangagwa ukhokhela ixuku leleli lizwayo ukuthiwa lilwisana lele G40 ele Team Lacoste. Kodwa uze waxotshwa izolo uMnangagwa ekulandula ukuthi kule xuku elinjalo. Lamhlanje isabelo seMathebeleleni South sona siphume loluhlu lwabantu abalishumi lanhlanu oluthi kumele baxotshe labo kubandla abagoqela abaphathi ntambo bakahulumende ababili abathi uMnumzana Kembo Mohadi ongumphathi ntambo wogatsha lwe-state security obona ngezomvikela. Kuzoba lo mnumzana obedingwa mguni ongumsekeli kamphathi ntambo ogatsha lwendaba zasekhaya i-Home Affairs. Baningi ke abanye bonke bangu-15 okugoqela umnumzana Abednego Ncube yena uxotshwe kumaviki amathathu edluleyo kuhulumende ngubaba uMgabe setheswa icala lokudlelana ile Team Lacoste. Kachongo njalo ukuthi udlelana le Lacoste uMgabe ngesikhathi esenza irishafu yakhe. Kodwa ke abalamehlo abavula inkophe bayakubona batsho njalo bathi uNcube ubedlelana lo Mnangagwa yikho ekhitshiwe njengomnangagwa kucabinet kumaviki edluleyo. Okwamanje ke iMathebeleleni South ithi sokumele axotshe kuZanu PF labanye laba. Ndiyo nyaya ya 3 kukurukura nezvayo nhasi veduwe nyaya yebwabwa riri kuitika mubato reZanu PF. Ibata murefu bata mufupi. Takaona nezuro mtungamiri wenyika va Robert Mugabe vachidzinga ivo mumwe wevatevedzeri vavo vaEmerson Mnangagwa vachiti munhu anga asingaiti basa nemazvo uye anga achishanda zvisina maturo uye anga achida kupitigura hurumende yavo. Iyo inonzi disloyalty, kana uri disloyal unenge usingaiti zvinodiwa nemukuru wako. Ndosaka vaMnangagwa vakadzingwa nezuro navaMugabe. Nhasi Mathebeleleni South Province yabuda nemazita evanhu 15 vanosanganisira maministers maviri vaKembo Mohadi, vanova state security minister uyezve vaObedingwa Mguni vanova mutevedzeri waHome Affairs minister vanovona nekuchengetedzwa kwenyika. Vari kunzi nemathebeleleni South vanhu ivavo nevamwe 13 vanofanirwa kudzingwa mubato reZanu PF. Zvichakadaro tikuona maprovinces ari kubudirawo pachena akawanda pamwe chete neWomen's League neYouth League vachiti vari kuda amai Mugabe kuti vave ivo vanotora chigaro chasiyiwa navaMnangagwa. Saka mbvunzo atiri kubvunza nhasi mukuru mbvunzo mukuru chaizvo ndewekuti pabwabwa rese riri kuitika iri imimi sevechidiki muri kuzvionawo sei? Tinozva kuti culturally vana vanonzi vanotarisira kune vanhu vakuru. Kana muchida kuona kuti utungamiri hunofambiswa sei, munofanira kudzidza kuvanhu vakuru. Saka mbvunzo ndewekuti ndihwo utungamiri here hwatiri kutarisira sevana vechidiki, sevanhu vechidiki? And joining me now is Zanu PF Youth League Chairman Farai Muvuti. Good evening, Farai, and welcome on Studio 7.
Good evening. I think you're meant to say chairman in the UK. I have a national chairman who is Chipanga. I am the UK chairman. But yes, good evening, and thank you for having me, and good evening to your listeners.
Okay, my apologies. I thought I said the ZANU PF Youth League chairman in the UK. But thanks for that correction. I know dominoes are falling, and you don't want to be you don't want to be next.
No, not at all. Not at all. It's just good journalism to get your interviewee right. Okay. In terms of title.
You are right. I agree. Let's dive in. What on this planet is going on in ZANU-PF?
Again, thank you for having me, and thank you to your listeners. Well, you know, I think the question should be, why is it, it's sort of like another day in paradise for journalism, because, you know, yet another alarmist way of looking at our internal dynamics. What's currently happening in ZANU-PF is nothing untoward. Chinichaitika, in the full glare of the public, a decision was made, which is a prerogative of the president, as he is mandated by our constitution, to make appointments. Part of that appointment is guarantees him a right to make a decision on that appointment. And that's merely what happened in government today or yesterday. Mugabe made a decision on the premise and the confines of his constitutional right as president of our country. And there's nothing unbecoming of that. The country was not shut down. There's nothing unbecoming, untoward. Obviously the instigation, or rather the current sort of hyperbolized grandstanding sort of media, which tends to be private, is finding an opportunity to sort of see a plunging of ZANU-PF of some sort, which is a dream, to say the least.
But clearly, Farah, you cannot blame the media or journalists for what's happening in ZANU-PF.
No, it's not a blame. It's merely when they fail to be descriptive of what is currently happening. Everything that happened yesterday is by law the prerogative of the president. In our party, he has a sense of power. He has the power to choose and appoint his vice president. Yesterday, he simply chose to rid of one.
And what
has changed?
Why is it that, everyone seems to be up against Mugabe? Joyce Mujuru wanted to assassinate Mugabe. And now Emmerson Mnangagwa wants to rebel against Mugabe. Why is it always everyone against Mugabe?
Well, these are different moments of citation. You're looking at Joyce Mujuru, who had a totally different situation in which collectively the party, including Mnangagwa himself, supported. This particular instance, which seems to be, which also is supported internally from Youth League to Women's League, a collective decision made by the party. It's not like Mugabe is the epitome and the rise of all when it comes to how decisions are made. He seeked public consent within his party, and his party granted him that, and he made the decision accordingly. But even still, it's his prerogative. But it's not a matter of why it's a targeting Mugabe. It's simply the fact that he's the head of state, and when there are challenges that arise as a consequence of a lack of productivity from a leader and instability being caused, as is rumored to be, it is, I'll say again, his prerogative to make a decision that enhances productivity from the party side to ensure that we deliver the agenda that we are mandated to do by the people of Zimbabwe, but more so protects and preserves the integrity of Zimbabwe and the ZANU-PF as a party.
Uh-huh. Thank you there, Farai. Please do stay on the line. Our second guest tonight is Tonderai Chidawa, chairman of the Zimbabwe Youth Action Platform. And these are the youth who had a press conference in Harare today, saying that they are against what Mugabe is doing. And they are against what Mugabe did yesterday, the firing of Mnangagwa, and they don't take kindly to all the happenings in ZANU-PF. Mgoma Chidawa ndino muchingamidzai muchirongwa.
Thank you.
We know you guys are supporting Mr. Mnangagwa. He's been fired from government now. What do you say about this?
Point of correction, We do not support Mnangagwa, but we support ZANU-PF at large. And what happened in ZANU-PF is as a result of insecurity that the president has got over his vice president. Ever since 1980, Mugabe has never faced any challenges from his vice presidents, Komo, Muzenda, Musika, Mnangagwa. The grassroots all want Mnangagwa. We also what happened in Bulawayo on Saturday. It was Ngwena, Ngwena, Ngwena. He did not plan that. But it was the people of Zimbabwe who were saying, after you, President, let Mnangagwa rule. The president felt insecure.
And Rainberry Mkomasida.
What more do you want to hear?
Okay, ndafunga kuti manga muchiri kutaura. Okay, saka muri kuramba kuti muri vanhu vamunangagwa asi muri kuti hamuzi kubvumirana ne
vanhu vari progressive. Hatisi vanhu vamunangagwa, we are progressive.
Saka
we are progressive.
Saka hamuzi kubvumirana nekudzingwa kwavamunangagwa zvizvi zvamuchaita.
Kumagumo kune nyaya. We wait for the whole veterans to do their item and give us guidance on the 18th of November. That's when we will take action. And we all know the reason why Emmerson Mnangagwa was fired. It was not because of incompetence, but it was because of his popularity with the masses of Zimbabwe.
Saka tichaona here kana vakadzingwa mubato eza, you know, is likely to happen because ZANU-PF is so predictable. We saw it with Maimjuru, we saw it with many others. Saka kana vakadzingwa mubato vamunangagwa vacho muchabudawo muZANU-PF kunovatsigira here kana vafunga kuumbarawo bato whatever he decides to do.
I was expelled from ZANU-PF last year. In March, that's when I was expelled in ZANU-PF. I looked for in the constitution what my allegations were, but I couldn't find them. The letter that was signed by the Commissar and Chombo was written not in it. That was not in the constitution. And as you see, the paging has not yet stopped. Mohad is gone, but Mpofu will go, Stemsonyono will go, Mudenda will go. We are creating a dynasty that you are saying no to. Kasukwere and Jonathan Moyo will also go after they have fired all the senior overs, paving way for a dynasty, paving way for Grace Mugabe to be the president so that nobody challenges at the Congress in December. If Mnangagwa goes to form a party, we will see. We cross the bridge when we get there.
Saka hamuzi kutsigira amai Mugabe kuti vaite vice president kana kuti president.
We can't have a family dynasty, no. We have the likes of Opam Chinguri, better female party cadres. Why? Why do we have to change the constitution three times? In 2004, the constitution was amended to block Mnangagwa. Now the constitution has to be amended again to block him. Why? That's tribalism. That's why you are saying no to it. That's why you are saying no to a family dynasty. No, 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 no. It must come to an end. And the president knows what he's doing. He is the head of it. Like what the vice president said some few weeks ago in Mashingo. This is Shabuda Pachena. All those who are sending them, what Shabuda Pachena? It happened in Bulawayo. When the president said, Mnangagwa, you can go and form your own party, all along it has been the president who has been the face of G40. Kasukwere was rejected by 9 provinces, including his hometown, Mike Central. But what did they do? Protect him. So our president was the face of, our president was the face of G40. Our president, Gabriel Mugabe, was the one who was sending them, like what our DAVB said in Mashingo at Memorial Service, that Richard Buda Pachena Vakuatuma, Zwaka Buda Pachena Kublawayo.
Thank you there, Mr. Chidawa. Please do stay on the line. And the bigger question tonight is, what kind of leadership are we learning from these people as young, as the youth? As our third guest, and he's the MDCT councillor from Bulawayo. Ncube, ngiyakwamukela uhlelo. Mnumzana Ncube? I think I've lost Ncube there, but the name Tereri, Mkoma Paul, from South Africa. Magadi Mkoma Paul.
Tinofare, ni magadi kwa America uko.
Aiwa, atizi kufara ni nyonga nyonga iri kuitika mubatori rukutonga.
Vangu wano kuna kutangwa, vangu wano kwa chifara. Asi, tichipinda edungu ya hilo, itisingade kutamba nenguwa. Papura rama kwe wano, kunonzi imba mukazi. Zizo zinotauru wani wano. Wakatora mukadzi wemubhawa asingakwanisa kubhajeta mari yekuti wakatenga nyama kana i500 anoibika yose zuva rose zuva rimwe yaka inenge yasara inobva yaiswa kubhini. Takava nokusuwa kukuru pakafa maisari mugadi. Dai maisari mugadi vakanga varipo ndofunga zvinhu zvese zvanga zvisingaitiki. Manyika idzi dzinotongwa kukozi mapresidents anenge achinzi varume ndivari kutonga asi madzimai ndivo anenge ari pamberi achifurira kana kuti vachironga zvimwe zvinhu vachitsudza murume. Asi ukazoona mudzimai ari iye ava kupinimidza muti vachienda mberi achitaura zvisina maturo zvinoita kuti nyika yachine ife.
Apatakatarisira
kuti vamunangarwa. Chinoda kuona kuti izvizvi here riri kuchema riri pamusoro pemba rine nyanga here kana kuti harina ndozvakatatiwa nevanhu vese. Uyezve ivo vamunangarwa chidzidzo chavafanira kunge vachine kuona kuti mazuva pavakadyiwa mukwekwe vakaita vakanorova-rova vakarasa-rasa mapoto enyama mukwekwe muya vairatidza kuti zvinhu ivo vakanga vasingadi kubva pachigavo vakaita hasha. Right, tinoona kuti pakadyiwa ZANU-PF neMDC pane kutaurwa kunzi vamunangarwa vakamanikidza Mugabe kuti aiwa nyika haingaende kuri kuMDC ngatirambe tiripo. Ende zvinotaurwa kunzi panenge pakatirwoita musinde nhasi uno vazvikanga nemafuta ayo nguruve yazvikanga nemafuta ayo tisingade kutaura kunge zvichiti tiite noise munyika asi nhasi uno zvichaitika nekuti iwo ezvimwe zvizvo mahovhita ari kuramba kuti aa Mugabe wakauya nezuro tikakunominata asi iwewe waakutoita pamberi waakuita zveche mhuri hongu nekuti iwo isusu vanhu vazhinji
itai gaga Mukoma Paulu titore vanhu vatereri.
Okay, mahovheti vakanga vari handisi vanhu vakatanga kuona vakaratidza vanhu kuti no isusu tari kutsigirai asi tasa nenyika iyi yaikuenda mawere munhu asi zvatatikatarisira ivo vakarambira vanhu nhasi uno zvaipa ngavagadzirise zvinhu izvozvo ngavagadzirise nhasi uno tida kuona kuti vachagadzirisa sei vamunangarwa vachaita vachatunga here vane nyanga here kana kuti rachava ngova gavo richaita mudziva macho imomo.
Aiwa, tinotenda Mukoma Paul, ubekhuluma lapho uPaul eseSouth Africa. Hanzi tichaona kuti zvizvi rine nyanga here kana kuti kwete. Ndiva Paul vachireva vamunangagwa. Sitate umnumzana Mlandu Ncube sesilaye ecingweni ucouncillor weMDCT koBulawayo. Ngiyakwamukela uhlelo Ncube.
Ngiyabonga linjani khona ngapho linapho leZimbabwe yamthethikele.
Hayi siyaphila lathi baba. Nansi indaba. Lilo ubona njani udaba lweZANU PF inxaba ngxoza yonke le njengabasakhulayo?
Into yokuqala endithanda ukuyitshela abantu abatsha ukuthi when two crocodiles fight, if the other one wins, it doesn't mean that everything is okay. There will be still a problem to cross the river. Engikuchoyo ukuthi abantu abatsha kumele bazimhlophe ukubana sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi benanzelele ukuthi benza njani. Ngoba ungakhumbula umnanga kwalongo yoxothiwe ube vele a survivor ngokusebenzisa abantu abatsha kuviolence against ama-fossil practices. Sibatshela thina ukuthi lolo leso sikhethele isigadle otoezanto esifasile ngayo yena enguye o-instigatory. Kathesi usezitshaya setshaye ngokungakuthiyayo sokubuhlungu. Mina engithanda ukutshela abantu abatsha ukuthi zanini kasiyekelela abantu belwe bona thina sizokwazi ithi esile kusasa. Ungakhangela ama-youth akhona ezambia club adabulele phakathi amanye athi kahambe amanye athi angahambe kusetshenziswa abantu abatsha ukuze bona abakhululeyo beyalele ezikhundleni beyale bebulalilizwe singasebenzi. So mina ngikutshoyo ukubana njengabantu abatsha kumele sazi sinanzelele ukubana izanu kayela mngani wayo.
Aha, bathi inyathi buzwa kwabaphambili incube sifundo bani elisitholayo ngobukokheli kuziphatha amandla zezanu PF lezi ezidlephanayo kangaka.
Esikubonayo esikufundayo ukubana laba bantu bazele batshengisa mhlophe ubana into okuthiwa isisekelo sombuso kabalani layina into abayenzayo ukubana umuntu lomfazi ungakhangela kungugrace umnankakho lo-oxilis umphelekezela lo-florida bayazenzela santando nje ingani lizenge labo ingani basemakhithini labo. So esikufundayo ukubana ungavele uqalise ukuvusa ilizwi ingani uvusa indlu yakho ilizwi liyadukeka abantu bayadukeka. Khangela kathesi ngikhuluma nje namhlanje kule mbiko engiyitholeyo lapha koBulawayo abantu abatsha bayalandelelwa bebotshwa ngamunye ngamunye kuthiwa yibo abahamba ukuyahoza uma uGrace eWhite City and bayabotshwa kathesi basezidokisini akulokwazi ukuthi umnanka agulele ehotelei akulokwazi ukuthi umgabulele kodwa yona intsha yiyo kathesi likhuluma bavalele kuma-cells e-central police station yendalo yento abangaziyo. So njengabantu abatsha okuyisikhathi sibekwazi ukuthi kumele sifake ubukhokheli esikwazi ukuthi bule nhloso yokukhangela impilo zabantu abatsha hathi izikhwama zabo neziso zabo namakhosikazi abo.
Ngiyabonga Ncube qhubeka usecingweni. Those who've just joined in, this is The Connection, your youth forum, and tonight we are looking at the commotion playing out in ZANU PF, and the bigger question is actually two questions. Question number one, what kind of leadership are we getting, are we learning from these ZANU-PF leaders? They are the founding fathers of Zimbabwe. What kind of leadership are they bequeathing us as the youth? And another question, especially to Farai Mvuti. I'll be giving this one to you, but first I'll have to take a caller. Nevertheless, you can be digesting that question, and that is, as young people, are you complicit in creating a dynasty for the Mugabes? Ngingakabu iguwe Farai ngitate umlaleli lapa uchuma kwele Botswana. Mchumeni kunjani ba?
Ngiyaphila baba kunjani lawe?
Hayi ngiyaphila, uyizwile nda?
Ngiyayizwa indaba ngilalele.
Pose lakho ba.
Hey, lokho kungasikhanya sibheke ibandla leZANU PF kuyasitshengisa sobala ukuthi thina abakhulayo kasilaso isikhathi asisoze sibe nalo ithuba lokuthi besingafaka imbono yethu ukuze sithuthukise ilizwe lesiya phambili. Ngoba khathesi ma sikunanzelela okulwelwayo kanye okuhluphayo khonapha yikuthi yena unamgabaza kuphina singene esikhundleni esethole isikhundla sokuba ngu-vice president kuphela.
Wena ungumuntu osakhulayo?
Ngumuntu osakhulayo baba, neminyaka njengamathumi amathathu.
Kukhona yini ongathi uyakufunda okungakuphathisa ngobukhokheli kunkokheli yeZANU PF, kunkokheli kahulumente?
Nqangisithi ngiyananzelela ukukhokhela i-leadership yeZANU PF baba, akula nto engathi ngingayimunya kubo ecacaa ukuthi nganceda ngayo nje lama abanye abasakhulayo. Hayi, akula.
Aha, hayi, siyabonga mnumzana Chuma.
Eba
apo ndiva Chuma hanzi apana zvachose zvandiri kudzidza semunhu wechidiki nenyadze utungamiri kutungamiri weZANU PF. He's saying there, Chuma Akola from Botswana, there is absolutely nothing that he's learning in terms of leadership from the ZANU-PF leadership, you know, given all the commotion that's going on. Mgoma Farai, Anzi Nava Chidawa, they don't want to be, you know, complicit in creating a ZANU-PF dynasty. Mufunzo wangu wekutanga kwa Mori, kwa imimi sewe chidiki ve ZANU-PF ku UK, makamira papi panyaya ya amai mugavi, munoda ere kutiva ange vachipinda pachigaroche mtuwezero mtu ngamiru inyika.
Well, listen, it's almost impossible in ZANU-PF to create a dynasty, because a dynasty does not require people's power. It does not require a constitution. It does not require a framework of thought which is collective, which is not the case in ZANU-PF. What happened yesterday, where all these sentiments are coming from, are stemming from, is a decision that was made by a head of state who constitutionally has the right to make that decision, because he is deciding with regards to an appointed member of that government.
Can I interject?
Where do you stand
as the ZANU-PF province, UK, on the issue of Mrs. Mugabe being appointed vice president?
This is what I'm trying to say to you. That it is the way we work as ZANU-PF, be it from the youth league level up until the women's league level, is via a constitution. Our power is derived from the people. So we are saying that protocol will be observed, and that protocol, as you've heard our national chair Chipanga announce officially, the endorsing aspect. The endorsing aspect is merely a declaration of approval. But what is core and what is critical is the constitution and how that people's power, that fact of people's power, which is why I go back to say that it is impossible to have a dynasty in ZANU-PF, because our power is derived from the people. A decision is made on a collective basis. So what we believe in is not in the in what you're alluding to, in a complacency of some sort. No, every action that has been taken has been mandated by the people. And we're simply following suit. And that is what is going to continue, because that's what ZANU-PF is derived from. It is the People's Party.
Okay. The truth, though, Muvoti, is that constitutionally...
The truth isn't absolute, and it's subjective.
Okay, it's my turn.
Depending on what way you're looking at it.
Okay.
So say your opinion.
Let me make my point. The truth, and everyone knows that, Mugabe can appoint Grace Mugabe today to be vice president. He can appoint Chatunga today to be his second vice president if he wanted, because that's what the constitution...
That is his prerogative.
The constitution gives him that mandate.
He has that mandate. In ZANU-PF, we have one
So how then do you say it's not possible to create a dynasty in ZANU-PF?
Because that isn't a dynasty. Have you not described a protocol?
If Mugabe appoints Grace Mugabe today, and
he also appoints
Chatunga, that's a dynasty.
The question is, my dear brother, the question is this: where does Mugabe obtain the power to appoint? That power comes from a mandate. That mandate is constitutional. The constitution being written in a collective by the people of ZANU-PF. Okay, so it isn't that you are questioning the decisions he makes, which is fine, but don't question on what basis that decision is made, because it's deriving from the people's power, which is the constitution of ZANU-PF that mandates, that grants him that ability to make whatever decision he will have made.
And,
now you may damn the decision.
And well, you know what? You know what, Farai? Mr. Mnangagwa, I can bet, Mr. Mnangagwa is regretting today changing the ZANU-PF constitution to give Mugabe the mandate the sole mandate to appoint his deputies instead of the party doing that.
But my brother, I think you must enlighten yourself and talk things that you actually know. Mnangagwa or any individual cannot write the constitution of ZANU-PF. In the history of ZANU-PF, we have had facilitators. The facilitation of the writing of
Farai,
the constitution
Farai,
is not the
Farai,
same as
Farai,
okay?
Farai,
so,
give me a break. Give me a break.
Our constitution
Farai,
is
give
correct.
Me a break. Okay, let me have my point. Give me a break.
It's your show. You can take a break whenever you like.
Okay, if you do not know that Mnangagwa was the front man in changing the ZANU-PF constitution, then really I don't know.
He led the efforts to change the
ZANU-PF constitution.
Purely because someone is mandated to do a duty, to deliver a duty by the people. It's not.
Okay.
Okay,
let's take others. Please do stay on the line. You know better. Come on, Farai.
I mean, you can't, listen. You can't be talking. You can't be emphasizing your opinion and putting it to me as if it's some element of truth.
These are not opinions. These are facts. Everyone
in
ZANU-PF also knows that
Mnangagwa
was the lead man in changing the ZANU-PF constitution to give Mugabe the sole mandate to pick his deputies. But let's leave it there for now. Mkoma Chidawa Pindaipa.
This is a bedroom cooler, quite said. The president can't make any decisions anymore. Is under duress from the wife. Running about Jiroviwa, the court said by Congress in 2014, when the first lady wrote a note saying, Zakwana, and the president made it clear that those and not Kumbai, Jungiwa. We all know that in ZANU-PF there are now three centers of power, that is the president, the first lady, and Kuzai Chipanga. You could tell when he read this press statement, he was shivering. All the youth league members were shivering. Because they were told what to do, or else you get fired. All those people now, that are, all those ministers, political members that are being, that were fired today, they were told, either we check you out or you check them out. ZANU-PF is under siege within. ZANU-PF is being destroyed within.
But I'm Magadaro, Mkomachidawa Timbotora, Tereri, Sitate Umlaleli, Tereri, Busumani. I'm sure I got the name right. Mkoma Busumani, Muribo.
Mkoma Busumani, Taiti, very right.
Aha, maizwa nyairi mundari rongo mwangu.
Haiti nyayanda inzwa, batile mashoko, maluda ungo pa ukupi mula posi ni chikoti ya shi. Kili ukumbira kuti isufuka, kili kutambura wana ye Zimbabwe, kili muno mu Zimbabwe, hati ya zema umbwe. Hapa nyika, yesu yesu pewa nilu kwa iteka, nyika yaka oma, yaka toto umera kwa sese tanga mama. Yunga kuta basa rongo, tingirira na, hatika seri, zinu zikuti boa, ituku, zikuti ruwaza wana ye Zimbabwe. Andi mwona. Zinu zaka oma kwa tesu manga manga, ove kili kubatu hakuna kana mabaya, hakuna kana mari, andi maona. Saka zinu zikuti ruwaza, zikuti amta, vete nga wazi, vete, kupinde, kupinde, kupinde,
Saka muri kurarama nekutengesa wemukomango.
Hatichatengesiki hove dzacho dziri kubatwa hakuna mabaya. Handimaona mari iri kunoita isi kuwanika mari munyika. Ivo vachipitira mahumbwe zvavo.
Saka semunhu wechidiki zvii zvamungakurudzira varume veZANU-PF madhara eZANU-PF.
Kana wakura wana munhu wakura wakuma 90 something years ka tigomuzororawo zvine kupindawo vamwe vatungamirewo kurambe uchingotonga uri wega after that oisawo mudzimai wako kuti komana kana kuti sisiwo vana
Haiwa, tinopinda mukoma Busumane kupinda muchirongwa.
Alumba mudharanga mupote kamuti jata chini tijose mupote mchiti basawo varume singe chini cha ukoma choko.
Haiwa, tichamufonera mukoma wangu.
Right, tatenda mda.
Aha, yakhuluma lapho ngumlaleli uBusumane usifonele seKariba, ngosakhulayo yakhala ngokulwisana uZanu PF. Uthi kuphazamisa yonke into kuhulumende, ukhuluma ukuthi uphila ngokuthiya inhlanzi ethengisa, kodwa ngokubhidlika komnotho, uthi akusela abantu abathengayo inhlanzi kulezi insuku, ngakho impilo isinzima okwamagama. That's Busumane, a fishmonger in Kariba. He's a young person, is complaining about all the goings on in ZANU PF. He's saying the ZANU PF leadership should focus on reviving the economy. He survives as a fishmonger by selling fish. But because of the state of the economy, he says sales are very low, no buyers, and that means a tough life for him. Mnumzana Ncube, ngena khona apho azwile amadoda ekhuluma. We seem to have lost Baba Ncube, Councillor of MDCT, Umlandu, kobulawayo. Kodwa ke sizazama ukumxhuma kusikhatshana esilandelayo. And before I go back to Tonderai Chidawa, Chairman of the Zimbabwe Youth Action Platform, and Farai Muvuti, let me read something from political analyst Alex Magaisa, writing in his blog, the Saturday Big Read, published, I think, yesterday. He says this about Mnangagwa. far better, perhaps, and more productive is if he bucks the trend of Zimbabwean politics and accept that there is life after and beyond politics. For all his shortcomings, he has built a strong network of regional and international connections in his long political career. He commands some respect among his peers in the region. He has more years in him if he looks after himself well. He could establish a foundation, and I repeat, this is very important. He could establish a foundation and help nurture a younger generation of leaders, leaving a legacy beyond politics. He could join the likes of Thabo Mbeki as an elder statesman in the region. In return, his rivals may let bygones be bygones. Mnumzana Ncube, ngizwa ukuthi usukhona ecingweni baba. Yeah, uyakhuluma lapha ubaba uMagaisa, ebhala kublog yakhe edume kakhulu eZimbabwe, ngoba uMagaisa is a smart guy. Kukholami yakhe lapha kublog yakhe ethiwa the Saturday Big Read. Ayibhale izolo obekhuluma ukuthi uMnangagwa njengoba sexotshiwe engasungula mhlawumbe i-foundation efundisa abasakhulayo ubukhokheli. Uyibona njani leyo ndaba? Into engenzeka njalo kukhona yini uMnangagwa angakufundisa ontanga ngobukhokheli?
Uyakwazi leyo ingozi enkulu. Lo muntu esikhuluma ngayo ngumuntu obephatheke kakhulu ngegugurawundi kubulawa abantu exoshanisa izibi. Umuntu ophose umqabu kokugqoka izigqoko zabomama ekhuphuka kwele Zimbabwe. Ikhulume ngomuntu ungahamba ezishwabani kochurumanzi baza kutshela ukuthi ilanguage yakhe izisane yokutshaya. Kambe kuyini esifuna kufundisa abantu? Ukuthi bekhule be-violence, ukuthi bekhule benomoya omubi. Ungakhangela ubona uqalise lezi zinto nguye owafundisa umgazi ukuthi ahlale ecabangele ukuthi baze abantu bazamkhipha embusweni. So vele mina ngokwabona kwami sibili ukuthi khona akula into esingayifunda kuluntu
apande kwa dhame lo mwe mbunga kanela ini yonke every state you only almost 99%. So we cannot tolerate such a thing that teach people. And it's not that I'm saying they are right to fight, because I've got nothing to do with what is happening in Zambia. Because you can even see what I want to go on about Kalama and that. Look, we parai can support you to an over our mom, going to the state or the good level. That court was a treat in Zambia. If they treat in Zimbabwe, we as young people not keep quiet. We take it to our own hands to make sure that there is water and democracy is respected. Mina, for now, there is nothing that we can gain from that violent man, a corrupt man, ruthless man called Emmerson Mnangagwa.
That's Mlandu Ncube, MDCT councillor in Bulawayo. Ndangana bavunza vari Ncube kuti varikuiona sei pfungwa yava Alex Magaisa. Ndofunga vakawanda vanovaziva. He's a lawyer, he's a smart guy, a lecturer, law lecturer in the UK, vachinyora pa blog yavo nezuro inonzi Saturday Big Read. Vakanyora iwo Magaisa kuti vamunangagwa hongu vanogona kudzingwa mubato pasati pasvika Congress yeZANU-PF muna December. Kana kuti vachadzingwa pa Congress yacho iyoyo. Asi vanoti kana vakangwara vanogona kuumba kana kuti kuvamba. Inonzi foundation ichadzidzisa vechidiki hutungamiri. Asi vamlandu Ncube vemDC vara kuti hapana zvatingadzidziswa nenyaya dzeutungamiri navamunangagwa nekuti munhu anozikanwa nenyaya dzemhirizhonga. Nize kuwe Farai, muri kuzionawo sei pfungwa dzavamagaisa idzi? Zvingagona here kuti vamunangagwa vawanikwe vachisiyana nazvo zvepolitics vachidzidzisa vechidiki panyaya dzeutungamiri?
I think pfungwa dzamagaisa ndedzevamagaisa and ngadzirambe dziri dzamagaisa. Inini, what I'm mostly concerned about is prospering our country and ZANU-PF staying together in such times in which people think that we are under some sort of surge. Chinyai ripondi kuti, we have a strong leadership that is solid and willing to carry the country forward. ZANU-PF has existed since 1963, has faced ups and downs, turmoil from facing off imperialism and facing off domestic concerns and issues that we have faced. We are ready to move forward as a youth league in the UK. We are in full support of our leadership back home, and we retain the fact that we are against any sense of factionalism, no matter where it comes from. We will challenge it, and we are going to stand for the Constitution. Constitution, Constitution, Constitution. This is what that's my opinion. As far as what comrade Vice President. Former Vice President Mnangagwa chooses to do in the future, I think that is a job that that is a decision that is best left to him.
Well, you are smart, Farai, and smart people don't just, ignore other people's views like that. This is a forum where we digest ideas. And
I'm not ignoring the view. I am accepting that the view is his. I have no opinion of his.
Okay, thank you. At times it becomes easier for me if you are straightforward like that. Just tell me I don't have a view on that. But thank you, Farai. Mkoma Chidawa, muri kuzionawo sei pfungwa dzamagaisa idzi? I'm told we have lost Chidawa there. Mnumzana Ncube, ukhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona.
Uyabhala njalo uMagaisa lapha uthi a Grace Mugabe presidency, which seemed highly unlikely just 4 years ago, is now a distinct possibility. Your take?
I am talking about Magaisa. Look how it's really But what you are saying, you know, I'll speak on behalf of.
We are having problems with our phones. There we have lost two of our panelists. That's Tondera Chidawa, Zimbabwe Youth Action Platform Chairman, and MDCT Councillor Mlandu Ncube. But we still have Farai Muvuti, ZANU-PF Youth League Chairman in the UK. Please do stay on the line, Farai. Nibotora Mtereri va Charles Maruva. Magadiva Maruwa.
Hello, Magadiva Nyukuru Aguru.
Aiwa, Vakuru Aguru ndimi, tinofara Magadini wo.
Ntuda kubvunza kuti kuna mukoma fara yavo.
Mm.
Kuti vari kugara kupi right now? Right now iwo havasi muZimbabwe, you see. That's why vari kutaura kuti zvinhu zvirichi, zvinhu zviri rai. Iwo vari kuko, iwo isu uya, iwo ya suffering. As children of Zimbabwe, Atina, we don't have jobs right now. The same we going to move Zimbabwe. We are going to drugs generation.
Mgoma Maruva, ndisanda pafarai mukana kuti apindure, handibvumirani nemi. Izvi zvakashata nekutongwa nemunhukadzi.
Munhu wechikadzi haite mgoma. Haite, makona pamba pakutongwa nemunhu wechikadzi ko baba ari kupi?
Aiwaga, but pane vatungamirika vechikadzi. I'll give you the example of Selifa Johnson kuLiberia. Her presidency has been a success. I mean, what's wrong with having a female president?
Ai papapo nepekuti ivoka they are taking kuti family yese yatopo yakuramba nemanje very soon mutatu zvinzwa pamunzi mwana wacho akomanda a general saka ipapo idonti haizvozvo ati kana wandinawo panimbo ari kutoramba kuti no
saka muri kuramba kutongwa nemunhukadzi
hai izvozvo tiri kuramba one zvekuti vaingo simudzoti nhingi akuiswa kwakati tiri kupfukisana
naizvo. Aiwa, tinotenda nekupinda muchirongwa chedu vamaruva, but that's a sexist remark there, because we have seen you know, female leaders performing far better than men in various spheres of life. Asi tinotenda nepfungwa dzenyu. Mugoma Farai, muri kunzwa vamaruva vari kutaura.
No, ndanzwa mubvunzo wavo, which is very welcome. Ndinonzwisisa kuti kana tiri kumusha, tiri kumba, dzimwe dzenguva kana vanhu vari kunze, vanonzi ivo vari kunze, isusu vatinoti madiaspora, kana tichikomenta panyaya dzekumba, zvinoita kunge hatinzwisisi machallenges ariko zvinokunetsaiwo ne uyezve zvinoitawo kunge hatina basa nazvo, ndosaka tichisapota sangano iri. Asi nachida kuti ndikubatsire ipapo, it is that very reason yekuti tiri kunze uyezve tiri kubatana as a diaspora base, tinocontribute above 6% ye GDP yenyika. Saka we are contributing iko kwatiri. Saka nekukontributa ikoko hatingazorambidzwazve kuti tive nemaconcerns uyezve nekusapota nekuva independence of thought and opinion, kuti tinosapota ani isusu tichiziva kuti nyika ndeyedu, sekufanana the same way you feel ownership over your country nekuti uriko is the same way I feel ownership over my country chero ndisipo. Hazvichinji nekuti nhasi ndauya kupretend, uyezve hakuna chinhu chinoshamisira nekwandiri. Ndiri panapa kuti ndishandiro nyika yanguwo futi nenzira yandinogona. Saka asi chakakosha ndechekuti when we are in Zimbabwe, and no matter wherever we are as Zimbabweans, we major on the major. Tino focus on creating and establishing productivity in our country regardless of where we are. ndosaka ndichida kuemphasize kuti nyaya iyi ya vice president na president vedu amukabe zvaitika izvi zvakanyorwa mugwaro remusangano zvitoripo pa constitution yokuti vanopiwa simba ne constitution yeZimbabwe kuti va appoint vice president kana kuti kudemote kana kudisa vice president. Saka atingazoshamisika chinhu chacho akabvira chanyorwa nekuti zvaitika nhasi. Dai zvichinzi zvakaitika mausiku murima tomuka makiseni toona kuti kuchinyi ichi zvabva kupi zvabva nepi. Then we can say in an alarmist way that we are in an unstable territory. But things are stable. We are in a solid place.
Nimbopinda ipapo mukoma farai nimbotora mutereri mutereri take sure wapinda muchirongwa.
Thank you very much baba.
Uh-huh.
Ndakandichida kutaura just a few things about this issue amuri kutaura nezvayo.
Yeah, taigaga nguva dzafamba.
Anyone who is in Zimbabwe now ari kuona kutambudzika kuri kuita vanhu. There's no money in the bank. My salaries are vanhu asiri sustainable. The prices are skyrocketing. And when people hold their rallies, there's not much that people talk about alleviate kutambudzika kwevanhu. The previous rally yakaitwa like the youth interface yeku Bruai. My industries yeku Bruai, most of them, over 90% are closed. But there was nothing, completely nothing that was said about Vurukoma industries. There's completely nothing that was said about the upliftment of Upeni Vurukoma youth. There's completely nothing that was being said about the 2.2 million jobs that ZANPF said they are going to create. Saka
mukoma tekshua asi tanzwa pfungwa dzenyu uyezve ndinobvumirana nemi ipapo. We are winding down and let me read this from our number one listener here in the US, Muzincube. Yeah, who could ever think VOA Studio 7 could have just ZANU-PF factionalists together for an hour? We need a third, fourth, fifth faction, please, keeping the infighting going until President Mugabe, First Grace Mugabe, futhi. Mr. Ncube, thank you there for your views, we are not here to promote factionalism. Mkoma Tondirai, itai gaga in 30 seconds, Varai Chirongwa.
Yeah, I was listening. There's nothing wrong with having female deserving president. But there's one thing that is wrong in Zimbabwe, having grace. She's a national disgrace to the world. She's a disgrace to the world. She's a disgrace to the females. How can a first lady go to South Africa, pick up an innocent soul? So we are, as youth in Zimbabwe, against her, the barbaric behavior. You see, if she's a doctor, I doubt it, doctorate. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chidawa Farai. 30 seconds. I know you are very elaborate, but just 30 seconds, please. We are out of time.
Thank you so much for having me. I wanted to just quickly say something about the past listener. He drew into something that I've been yearning for throughout this discussion, which is the Zimbabwe's issues, policies, economic policies. And I just wanted to beg to differ. It was... Comrade Moya mentioned the address, the lack of industries and so forth. But as ZANU-PF, that is our agenda. We're doing well on the food market. We're doing well.
Thank you there, Mkoma Farai. Let's leave it there. Thank you there to Farai Muvuti, ZANU-PF Youth League Chairman. Also with Tondirai Chidawa, Zimbabwe Youth Action Platform Chairman. As well as MDCT Councillor in Bulawayo, Mlandu Ncube. Siyabonga bakita. Let's make another date next week. Good night, Zimbabwe.